This call is being recorded.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Great, you are singing my song. Wonderful. We love it when you do that. So we are not only the only one that is singing, only one that is making the fool of themselves. But here we are again. Here we are again in this wonderful place, in this wonderful area of the forest, and this advance. And that word, advance, you understand now why we have been saying to call it an advance. You aren't retreating away from anything. You are moving on, moving on, moving on, and having the time of your life, or at least we hope you are having the time of your life. And if not the time of your life, you are having the change of your life. Because this is all about change, people. This is all about transition. This is all about doing the things maybe that you did not think you would be doing ever. Did you ever think you would be coming from across the ocean, Rhea? Did you ever think you would be coming here from across the ocean, Bettina? Did you ever think you would be coming from all areas of the world and the country to come to this little town here, this little forested area, and be with all these crazy people and listen to all these crazy messages that come through? Did you ever in your wildest dreams think you would be doing that? Dear Josh, did you ever think you would show up on Sunday and meet James and Joanna and now be here? And did you ever think that some of you would actually be going down to Mexico and entering a volcano? My goodness, how everything is changing, everything is transition. And you, my dear friends, my dear brothers and sisters, you are all part of this transition. And everything is about to change. Everything is about to go topsy-turvy on you here. We are warning you. We have told you, fasten your seatbelts, get ready, prepare, prepare, prepare. But we did not prepare you yet for this. This is going to be something else. We did not even prepare you last night for Prime Creator because we did not know we had to prepare because we did not know Prime Creator was coming through. But wasn't it wonderful? Yeah. Wasn't it wonderful that Sugat Guru Aru did what he did, came in and shared and experienced with you? Yes, it is all wonderful. And that is what we want you to see. We want you to see how wonderful everything is. Wonderful here and now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, here, now, in this moment, everything is wonderful. Now, you look at everything that is so beautiful. We tell you that over and over. Look at the beauty all around you. But guess what? There is also ugliness around you. There is also darkness from the light. And dark and light are one and the same. They are the same, two sides of the same coin. You can't have the light without the dark, you see? Before the light, guess what there was? There was the dark. The dark came first. Did you ever think of that? Did you ever possibly think that that would be the possibility? Dark first, then light. Unmanifest, then manifest. This is how it works. And it continues to work that way. Now, when we say to you that the light is coming into the planet and all of this, it is coming into the planet. The light is extinguishing the dark because it is time now. The dark has had its moment. The dark has had its place in the game that it needed to play. The dark and the light have played this game together. And you yourselves have played both sides. You are going to hear in a moment here. You are going to hear from the other side. Do not be afraid. Do not run from your phone or whatever it is. Do not run out of the building. It is okay. We promise you. You will still be safe after this. But there is the other side of the coin. And you never hear about the other side of the coin. You never hear the other side of light. You never hear of the darkness. But it is there. And it is there to understand the light. It is here to help you understand the totality of who you are, because you are the light and you are the darkness at the same time. Always have been, always will be. So embrace the light, and yes, even embrace the darkness, because it is all part of one. Okay? We're going to turn this over now to dear Randy Joy, because she is going to bring you through a special message. But before we do, please understand that the wording may not be exactly what you are wanting to hear. It may offend some of your, what is the term, your virgin ears. But forget that. There is no such thing as virgin ears. That is just what there is, okay? It is okay because it is all in fun. It is all part of the game. But even more importantly, it is the transition that you are moving through. Embrace the change. Embrace the transition. And be ready for your ascension.
Thank you very much. Is it my turn?
Yes, we turn this over to you now, dear Randy. We may jump in at some point, but maybe not. We will see what happens here. Go with the flow, right?
Right. We're going with the flow today. Can we all do that and lighten it up? Woo! It's heavy, right? Woo! You know, it's either like this will be the most valuable 4 hours of your entire life, or you'll say, well, it was 4 hours, and it kind of made me upset, and I left, and that's what your experience is meant to be. You're here, you chose to be here, you're playing the game, this is what showed up in your game. Now, decide how you choose to accept it. I'm not going to make it about me deciding for you, that's your journey. I hope that you'll find it as a positive if you're going to label it as something, but maybe a negative is what you need. So, I would like to explain the dragon's breath, because I didn't understand it until 1 minute ago when one who served said about whispering in the ears, and sometimes it burns your ears. Is that how it went?
Are you asking us?
Yes.
You can look at it in any way you want here. If you want to think of it in that respect, yes, the dragon's breath is very important here. The dragon's breath is truth. The dragon's breath is experience. The dragon's breath is everything that you have always been, are now, and everything you will always, or you will be.
Dragon's breath is always truth. That is what it is. If it burns you, it's because it's triggering you to higher consciousness. If you don't let it burn your ears or let it trigger you and just let the breath come in and see what it has to say, consider that perspective.
Leave your phone. Please mute your phone. Or something of that nature. Please be considerate of everything that is occurring here.
And Gene, what Gene told me this morning is you have the dragon's breath, and I didn't really know what that meant, but I just now understood what that meant. The dragon's breath is just going to speak truth. If you take it as it's going to hurt you, then it will. If you take it as if there is a message for you to look deeper inside, to maybe see there's something more that can be offered, if I'll listen to this instead of reject it the second it hurts just a little bit, and give yourself that possibility in that window. And that's when the dragon's breath comes in again. And it says, how does it come out this time? Do I try to tell the whole truth or just a little bit? And so they want to tell the whole truth, but it burns every time they try. And they're not trying to burn you. They're trying to get you to listen. Just consider this possibility. Because if you do, if you get it, you'll have this compression breakthrough. It's phenomenal. But if you reject it before you even gave it a chance to speak, because it spoke a language that was offensive to you. You see how we have all these divisions in our world and languages and problems, and Hebrew is all mixed up and it means both things? Because Hebrew gets that it always is both things. That's why you can interpret it how in either direction. That's the dragon's breath.
Did you guys make sure they heard all of that?
Did you on the phone hear all of everything that was said?
Yes.
It's a little hard to.
It's a bit difficult to hear with the emotion in
it. How to get your freedom back.
So
all
muted.
Things that are presented to us are for our own understanding and expansion. When we reject that which is said to us, when we are approached by that which we think is an enemy, when we are approached by that which we think is a friend, when we are approached with that which is the truth, often we reject it because it is fearful. When we accept, integrate, and allow, the expansion will take place, the breakthrough will take place. It comes to my mind now that breakdown is a feature of breakthrough. We must allow the breakdown to break through. We can call it dragon's breath because that is a fiery, scary, frightening idea. Who wants a dragon? Who wants to be approached by pain and anger and suffering? Well, we turn it into pain and anger and suffering if we do not integrate it and see it as a message for us. All things, enemy, friend, message, all things that we hear, that we see, that we do, that we imagine are for our own integration and expansion. Do not take the dragon's breath as a feature of fear, but as a feature of truth.
Wonderful. We're going to add here, since you are speaking about dragons, we're going to clear something up for you. When you speak of the dragon breath, what do you think of? You think of fire, right? But it was not fire. It was depicted to be fire over the mythologies of your times, but it was not fire. It was love. They did nothing but share love. But you see, when you send love, pure, unconditional love, and that love is not accepted by the one it is being sent to, it burns them. They are not ready for it. But if the one that received that love, that expression of love from the breath of the dragon, and they receive it as love, they will then become love themselves. There is nothing higher expression of love in your world, and in many worlds for that matter, than the expression of the dragon. The dragon is not a monster. It has been depicted that way purposefully so that the love that the dragon expresses would be taken out of the equation here. And therefore, when the dragons realized that they could not be here anymore and continue to share love because they were what? They were then spreading fear because others created that fear that they were spreading. And then they left. They purposefully left this dimension and moved into a higher dimension. You go into the inner earth, you will find our dear dragons. They are there. They are on other planets, other systems, other dimensions. And we will add this here. They are coming back. They are coming back now, even as we speak to you in this way. They are coming back first etherically. They will come back into your etheric space. And just as you are able to see starships and UFOs and all of this, if you are ready to see it, if you have the eyes to see, you will also begin to see these dragons. You will also begin to see those unicorns coming back. They are all coming back. The fairies. Look up at the trees when you can. Communicate with the trees. Ask the trees to show you. Ask the forest to show you what is really there that is being hidden from you. And then you will begin to see the sprites, the fairies, the elves, all of this. They are real. They are in your mythology, but they left. They left because they were no longer being loved. You see?
So, yeah, so if you realize what I'm trying to share with you today is the love of the mother, the part that was always scary to you, which is the truth, and she brings that aspect, but every time it's always rejected, and that is what caused the wounded feminine. So she tried to explain everything from a lie, and that's why there was Satan and Lucifer, because she's trying to explain a lie, because nobody would listen to the truth. so this is your choice. I can, Jesus, just fill the hurt through your love and joy. That's what I do every day, and nobody gets it. And I, and including me, right? I learned every bit as much as what she teaches because I finally gave her a voice. I'm so afraid to bring her in because everybody rejects that. And it's all of you. You all reject your own truth. What I'm sharing to you is my truth from multiple perspectives. Your truth can be whatever it needs to be. But realize when they bump up against each other, even if one's not true, don't kill it. Maybe just listen to it. Give it a chance before you decide that that's not true. Give it a chance. Listen, and then it won't burn you. If you listen, the love won't burn you. And the love of the mother is all of those aspects. But because she was shut out so much, it got you stuck in this pit for so long with the dragon who loved you, trying to help you, and you would never listen because you spoke different languages. And you made it that way on purpose. That's why all the languages were confused, right? When they reached enlightenment or whatever it was, they were feeling their languages were confounded to bring more duality. But if they would just listen to each other's vibration and realize that they're true love, that that's really a twin flame energy right there. Twin flame isn't a person. That's part of one love story of twin flame. James and I are twin flame energy. And he's been held, I had to be held back because that's the only way we could get people is gently, gently, gently. But you get to the point where he's gently led you to the darkness, and you can barely see the light, and the dragon's to pull you all the way through, to light the way. So you can go all the way through the very darkest spot and come out and gain the wisdom of the dragon. And so she's just saying, let me share it with you now, and then let that seed plant. That's why it goes down into the darkness, because the seed has to be planted, and then it has to go into their own darkness, their own dark night of the soul, where they think, I can't go any further. Just kill me now, because I can't be all of this. And when you accept that you are all of this, it pops through. It sees the light again, that it was always a beautiful flower, but it had to have the roots to support it. And that's why it works always. So it's like everybody's killing off their roots before they understand what they are.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderfully said. And we are going to add an experience here that might give you more understanding of where this is all going. We're going to share a brief experience that James had here in terms of a past life regression that he did in this lifetime, where he looked at many different lifetimes. But they were all mostly very positive, very wonderful in various ways. And then he was shown, purposely, he was shown a lifetime in the what you call the Old West here. And in that lifetime, he realized that he was not a wonderful person at all. He was what he calls a gunslinger. He was a bandit. He was a murderer and a rapist. And he did all of this, killing without remorse, just doing it because he needed to, because it was part of his programming, part of the expression he grew up with in that lifetime. We won't go into why it was or patterns that came in, but just know that it was. Because the important part is not what occurred in that lifetime, but what occurred after. And this is why we are telling you this. A very dark, dark, dark lifetime, but when the end of the lifetime came, and incidentally, he was hung by the neck, but when he left there, the one who was guiding this process asked him to go where he went next, to not end the experience at that point, but to go where, to see where he went, and he went. He thought he was going to go into the darkness. He thought he was going to go to the so-called hell, but he did not. He went up into the light, and when he reached the light, guess who was there? All of his loved ones, all of the angels were there, welcoming him in, and he was incredibly shocked by this because he thought he had done bad and was going to be punished now. He was not. He was welcomed. He was embraced. Embraced by the light, embraced by the love that all had, because all that were there for him realized that they were all one, and they embraced the expression that he was bringing into this light now. And that is very important to know, because you are, you are both the dark and the light. You play both roles. You have played both roles. Every single one of you here has played both roles, believe it or not. You have played it in some respect, either here on this planet or on some other planet, some other system. You have all played the role. You've all played the role of Darth Vader. You see? You weren't all Luke. Some of you, many of you at times were Darth Vader. And because you were consumed by the darkness, you were consumed by the fear that leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to the dark side. You've heard this, those of you that know the Star Wars story. But it is not a story. It is real. It is real because it is your life. It is your life expression of who you've been over the countless lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And again, we speak way beyond this evolution here on this planet. You do not know how far you have come. That saying, you've come a long way, baby. You don't know nothing yet how far you have come. You see?
And how far we're going if you're ready.
Everybody say, yes, you're ready.
Do I have to filter for you, or can I be truthful and authentic?
Please, be truthful, authentic, be your authentic self.
And I want you to imagine that I'm speaking in a different language to you. And that my, and it's like, you know how it's funny, like when you have like a foreign exchange student come and they like ask for like, I think they're asking for soap and they ask for a douche and they just got the wrong word, right? It's just like this awkward situation, right? And so it's kind of like that. Like it's like, just think of it like, oh, she thinks the word fuck means freedom, because that's to me what it means. That's what I was taught, right? So that's the word I use for it. And every time, freedom meant captivity. And so to me, freedom meant captivity because they pretend they're letting you free, but then they would just keep you captive again. You see how they played this game with you in your reality for so long, giving you a false sense of freedom. And you, so you thought that that was freedom and it wasn't. And in the end, you go, fuck you, I'm done. And you leave. You just got your freedom.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good. You have to explain it to Randy.
How many times did you hear the beloved Robin Williams speak and tell his jokes and all of that and use those words?
Yeah.
Many, many times. We had to curtail him somewhat when he came here, but he still did some of it, and he even taught us some of the words we did not use. You see, when you talk about that, it's been so long, we don't even remember what that was like anymore, to have that experience with another being. Because we have come into to the joining of ourselves, our masculine and our feminine selves together, all in one. So we do not need necessarily the partner or anything of this nature. Now, that is not to say we do not have twin flames. We do. And that is not to say that we do not have camaraderie, to companionship, and all of this. But to have the sexual experience, that is something that is precious. That is something that is divine. And to speak about it in whatever way, as long as it's not a said in a derogatory fashion, but your word, the F word that you are using here, is not derogatory in the way you are using it. You are using it in a fun way. You are using it in a joyful way. And how can that be wrong? Can there be anything wrong with having joy in the moment? No, certainly not. You must always seek to find the joy in every moment. And if it helps you to say that, If it helps you to say those words, then use them. But do not use them to offend anyone. Use them to help express yourself
right.
in whatever way needs to be expressed in that moment, you see?
Yes, because it's the vibration of the word. See, we don't speak in
yes.
words, we speak in vibration.
Yes.
And so when this vibration became, this was...
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, you have arrived!
So... Just,
that was Robin Williams, by the way.
The initial consciousness that created it, which in this reality, this word meant this, in this reality, this word, we create all these different things, and in this reality, thought and freedom mean complete opposites. You think that they don't, but when you really think about it, you'll realize that they do. But, that's a deeper level. But just believe me that when I say those words, that's the part of the dragon that left out, because every time the truth tried to come through, she would burn you. And what? And okay, this is where I need to have Josh. Josh, remember you were the dragon.
Yes.
How did it feel when you were told you had to hurt him?
Well,
even though you know it wasn't real.
To my experience of the dragon realm, a certain aspect of my soul is terrible.
You're going to need to repeat what he is saying, or is he going to have to come up to the stage here? I'm up to the stage, dear brother.
I'm here, one of the things. So, playing the role of the dragon is a lot of fun. And paradoxically, there's an awareness that I have as being very connected to the dragon realm. Part of my soul aspect is very connected to the dragon realm, specifically as it relates to shepherding in the divine feminine energy and giving birth to divine feminine energy. And that is why, as the one who serves said, we are moving closer. We from the dragon realm are moving closer. We are here. Spirit. And so part of my understanding is, Josh, from my experience, my understanding from the dragon realm is that there has been confusion and delusion over time with the role of the dragon being obfuscated, distorted. Because the role of the dragon is one of immense love.
Service.
And within that immense love, yes, there's a deep desire to serve right now. And so part of my connection to this realm, if you will, is to help understand, to help to dispel the fear that often comes up around this realm. And paradoxically now, as I understand it, and going through the process with Randy and having fun with the story, is that's exactly what that parable did, really beautifully. And that's what I have to share in terms of my experience.
Dear Josh, can we speak here for a moment?
Yes, please.
We would ask that you take it upon yourself now. You played that role purposefully. It
yes.
was meant to be part of the orchestration here. And you played that role because of who you are, as you are saying, in terms of a dragon connection here. Certainly you have that. You already know it. But what you do not know yet, and what we are going to suggest here, is that you and this one Randy, Joy, come together and bring this story to life. Not just to this group. Bring this story to life on the big screen. You can do it as an animation, or you can do it as real. You call real, what is the word here? Real action, real life? How do you say that?
Yes.
Either way. Do it, though. Bring it to life. You write screenplays, do you not?
Yes.
Wow.
Write the screenplay here. This is another reason why you have come here. This is another reason, another part of the orchestration. You see how all this is coming together? Do you begin to understand how you are all part of this orchestration? You are all bringing this together, all part of the transition. And what better way to help many others out there move in through this transition than to give them an understanding in a playful manner, in a way of playing a game, acting out a play, that there is the dark side and the light side of everyone. And everyone plays both roles, just as you depicted in this play here. You depicted both roles. The prince came in and played both roles. The dragon played both sides, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And the dragon and the prince were one and the same right from the beginning, always were, always will be. Just as Prime Creator said last evening, that you all came as one from him. You are all one with him. He is one with you. Never has been anything different than that, you see? Put it into words. Put it into a screenplay. Bring it out on the big screen. We challenge you now.
This is the time.
And if you want, you can act to play the dragon if you want. Then be the prince.
I see it as
you
animated.
Be the prince, whatever it might be.
But then in the end, make sure you get to the point of how that was just the program that we've been playing, and then it's like the realization of what that program was.
Yes.
When we get to the end, instead of the dragon playing, or the prince playing the dragon, he sees himself, his own reflection.
Yes.
And you realize he has all these both sides of it. It's coming to unconditional love for self. And when you love yourself that much, no matter how ugly you look, no matter how any of that, you know who you truly are, and you love that person, when you see that reflection in the mirror, you'll love what you see. And that's unconditional love of self.
Yes. We will add here, in your Star Wars movie, in the time of the training by the Yoda of the Luke, and what did he say? You are going to be afraid. You are going to enter this cave, and you are going to face your fears. And as he went into that cave, what did he find in that cave? He found the mirror reflection of himself as Darth Vader. He saw the reflection. He saw the darkness within him, that he could become that darkness, or he could become the Jedi and be the light. Either way, he found the force. He found the balance within the force. And dark and light is all about balance. Another example is when we told this already, but we need to reiterate it again. When Yeshua went through his ascension process, and he went to meet with Prime Creator, you might say, what he considered God, and he came face to face with God. What did he see? Looking at God, what did he see? He saw himself as if he was looking in a mirror. He saw himself. You see? So you go and you think you finally get there, and you realize there is never any getting there. You will never get to the end. The end will always keep outdistancing you. You will keep going and going and going, just like your Energizer Bunny. You will keep going and going ever, forever. You see, there is no end. There was no beginning. There is no end. There is only the perfect now.
Can I tell the new Star Wars version of that to you now?
Yes, please.
The new one gives a little bit more perspective on the feminine, the wise aspect of the feminine. That was Rey, right? Rey, Ra consciousness, whatever you want to call it. Rey went down.
I'm sorry, you're far away.
Oh, am I too far away?
Yeah.
Are they still on the phone? That's a better question. Hello.
Yes,
we're
here. Very good. Very good. We just wanted to hear your wonderful voices for a second here.
It would be helpful to speak louder, though.
Can you
speak louder and slower?
We're here. Just mute your phones. You'll get it. I'll be loud. Loud and clear.
Loud and powerful. Loud and proud.
If it burns you, I don't fucking care anymore. I'm just going to give you all of me, and you can love it or hate it. That's your choice. If you look at the new Star Wars movie, what is she? There's a line by one gal, and there was my favorite line of the movie. As soon as she said it, I'm like, I love this fucking movie. She said, if you remember her name, you can tell me after, but she said, that's how we're going to win. Not by fighting what we hate, but by saving what we love.
Wow.
Yeah. See how powerful that is?
Yeah.
That's why you can watch movies in Hollywood, and it's not unspiritual. It can be the most spiritual experience. You could go to, like, 5,000 years of church and get more out of 2 hours or 3 hours of Star Wars than you actually get the message.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But most of us have to go to 3,000 years of church, which is what all of this was, this duality of the devil and the Savior, and they create all these dualities nonstop, and they make you feel guilty about being together, so you hate yourself so much you quit.
Yeah.
And nobody will listen to you anyway. And that's why, this is the perspective of the bucket phrase to understand where she's coming from. Okay? Her perspective is clear out here. She was rejected so much, she just said, fuck you all. That's freedom to you all.
Yeah.
You don't have the freedom, fuck you want. That's what she said. She said, I tried to help, but I didn't know how. So I just said, fuck you. But what I really was meaning before the word was polluted was freedom to you all to create whatever you want. That's what the mother's trying to say. It's here. It's truthful. But you have to accept the truth. I think it should be easy for you to accept, but for some reason you just don't keep getting it. Your friend doesn't get it. Okay. What did she just say?
we got freedom, and we don't get that we're creating everything, and that's the freedom.
Okay, yeah, so she was out here saying freedom to all of you, but you all got mad because she didn't come in and help you in every little thing every time because she tried to give you freedom, you know, and that was the first distortion. It was that agency to create whatever you wanted. She said, let's try that game. Let's just let them create anything they want. No guidelines, no nothing. You can do anything in there. The problem was we realized, ouch, we really got to know ourselves here, right? We didn't know that all of these possibilities for our consciousness to extend all these different ways were possible. And we never gave voice to them, so we decided to hate the other side. This is why Josh was explaining to you how to give voice to those egos. Why? Because the egos have wisdom for you. If instead of all, you always thinking you have to chop the ego, chop the ego, chop the ego, you would just listen to its perspective. Then you would gain ascension consciousness because you listen to all aspects of yourself. You validate and you consider them.
Instead of avoid them.
Just be open. Open to possibilities. You open your portal to possibilities. That's all she's ever been trying to say. But nobody wants to take acceptance for the fact that this is our creation too. And until you do, you'll be terrified for a new creation, so you'll always go away when the dragon's breath tries to lead you to the truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Wow. Brother and sister.
Wonderfully, wonderfully
wow.
said.
Wow.
And we will bring up something here that will help all of you in this moment. We want you to, just for a moment, close your eyes. Not going to do a long meditation or anything, but just close your eyes now. Everyone close your eyes. And remember a certain movie, not Matrix, we're going away, not Star Wars, but there was one called Braveheart.
Oh, yes.
And we want you now to picture, those of you that know the movie, picture the one, what was the name of that one?
No,
he was the actor.
William Wallace,
thank you. The one from England, of course, would know that. William Wallace was on his horse. And wasn't it a white horse as well?
Yes.
And he was on his white horse going back and forth in front of all of his troops, his men. And what was he doing? He was raising his sword. As he was going across, raising his sword, Archangel Michael raising his sword, you see, going across, back and forth, giving a speech, telling everybody not to be afraid, move on, no, just this is important. If you want to live, then you need to move on. Whatever the word that he was using. But what was the major word that he used as he raised his sword? Freedom. Freedom. Everybody now say it. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom.
Freedom.
Now, we will add here. Even though you're calling for freedom and you think you are not free, you have always been free.
Yeah.
There has never been a time in your entire existence that you have not been free. It is just the programming that holds you back thinking you are not free.
That's
it is true. Those ones of the dark side that are playing the role that they are that are telling you that you are not free, that you are not free to run your families the way you want to. You are not free to have the jobs that you want. You are not even free to live a long life. They took that away from you. But they took that away from you because it was important to play the game. But the game, my friends, the game that you have come into play, that you volunteered to come for, is nearly over. But again, as was said last evening, guess what? This part of the game is over, but the game continues. The game of life, the game of your existence, never ends. It is all one game that continues on and on and on forever in infinitum. And you just have to keep playing it or not. That is up to you. If you want to stop playing the game, then just step out and say, I'm taking a time out, or whatever it might be. But eventually, you will all come back into the game. Even those ones of the dark forces, the cabal, that have chosen or are going to choose to not come back into the light, they will eventually come back into the game again. And they will realize as they come back into the game that it is the same game that they created and the same game that they were thinking they were creating for everyone else, but not for them. The game is for them as well, you see?
Yeah.
So can I share?
Yeah, sure. I'm gonna shed a little light here.
Your perspective has to be seen.
So the only time that the game is over is when you stop putting energy into the game. And you must be conscious of the idea that you are putting energy into the game. And if you are not conscious that you're putting energy into the game will be the same.
Yes.
Wow. And here's the thing about playing the game. Why do you think we created the game? What was the reason?
To play.
To play.
Yeah, freedom.
We had to create somewhere to play to experience ourselves. It started out as joyful, wonderful play. Two squirrels running around loving each other. Didn't really care about anything else but squirrel nuts, right? So we did play that way. We created a game where we play hero and villain. We created all these games. We're in the hero villain. Okay, I shouldn't play this way. Let me go back just so, because I want everybody to get this, okay? Okay, so we play all these fun games here, and pretty soon they get kind of boring because you just keep doing the same thing over, and it never really gets hard. It's fun, but it never really gets hard, so you want to try a harder game, like the hardest level possible. Level 12. You're on level 12. The hardest level possible. You've never, ever beat Dragon, the Dragon on level 12. You've tried so many times, but it never works. Okay? So you're playing the game, and you go deep, 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 dark into it. And the deepest level was you have to forget you're one. You have to forget you're on the same team. In fact, everyone that is your light worker, you have the complete arch enemy because it has to be that way for you to play the game. That is the game. That's the duality. You have to split yourself in those directions if you're wanting to play the game. Can I tell you the love of the divine masculine energy? So powerful. And when you get his story, it's beautiful. Okay? Is that okay if I share this?
Yeah.
Okay. The divine masculine, you always hear the feminine felt. It's not true. The divine masculine saw the darkness and how scary it was, but really wanted to play this game because that's what she really wanted to do.
And so we wanted to give her freedom and say, okay, let's play the hardest role possible. But I'll jump into the darkness. I don't know what's down there. Neither one of them knew it was down there. But he couldn't let his beloved jump into darkness and then and get lost, right? So he said, I'll go into the darkness. I can handle it. But he forgot how hard it would be when he has to forget, when that veil comes over. And he wakes up in a dark cave and has no idea what's going on and is scared and is vulnerable and is new and it's scary. And he starts to create scary things, right? And he sees himself as scary and he thinks that he's hurting the reflection, his other half. So he pulls it all back in and just stays in the void, stays in the darkness because he doesn't want to hurt his beloved with the creation, right? And so he thinks that she's scary, but she's not. She actually came as the dragon because he became so afraid consciousness wouldn't expand in that darkness. So she became, and really the dragon's breath was watering. It was watering the seed with love, with joy, with everything, and wanting that dragon to bloom into the light because she knew who he was, and she had to come back to be an agitator because he needed that to sprout out. Yeah. And then when so the divine masculine energy is truly the love, because that's how it started. It started as love, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He did that because he loved her, so she wouldn't have to first, just not realizing how hard it was. But because she loved him so much, she said, I never wanted to play that role, but I'll play the role of the really scary advocator in order to wake him up. So she really gave him true love's first kiss. Because when he did, he woke up, but he kissed her goodbye as he was leaving, and that was true love's kiss up here, right? He said, I love you so much. I know we can do this, and gave her true love's kiss before he fell. So they both woke each other up. The one playing this side was the one that was already awake. This is the dragon. The dragon understands the game. That's why they can manipulate us so easily, because they made the game and they understand it. But they have to play that role so you'll just wake up. And remember, you can do the same thing because you are them. You already have that knowledge from them. If you don't get it in this lifetime, then you have to go to the lifetime of being the cabal. So giving you the short trip, if you just want to go to those deepest, darkest levels and understand when those spirits come back, that darkness come back that you've been so afraid of and you shielded yourself from and you protected yourself from, it was always you. It was always you asking for validation of your program. And when it didn't want to validate your program, you saw it as darkness. But it's trying to change your program to remember that it's love.
Very good. Are you finished here?
Now, someone give me a question, maybe. Because I need to know what they understand of what it was said.
We will now turn this over to question. We make this the question-answer time. But we would appreciate it if, rather than all the other different kinds of questions that you would ask, that you pertain to this particular area that we are on here, this particular change, transition that we are moving through, and how it can relate to you. Would anyone wish to be brave enough to start with that?
I'll start.
Okay. You need to come up here and speak into this contraption.
Okay, here is my question. I feel totally misled because I have been following the light. I have been maintaining my balance on my high vibration. And now I feel like, fuck. You mess up with me completely. Answer me.
We are messing with your head, no?
No kidding.
But we are doing it purposefully because it is time for you to embrace the total self that you are, the total totality that you are. You are both light and dark. This is what we are attempting, and Randy Joy is attempting, and others have been attempting for some time. You just were not ready for it or did not understand it. But we have been telling you these things in one way or another, and it is important if you are going to become the light or remember that you are the light, not become it, you already are, but to remember that you are the light, you also have to remember that you are the darkness within yourself.
Yeah.
We all have that that dark shadow, you might say, that shadow within each of us, the dark nature of our own selves here, and that is within each other. There's the brotherhood of light, and there's the brotherhood of dark, the dark brotherhood and the light brotherhood. It is all one and the same. We are all in this together, one family, one humanity here, one existence where we all started from the same one, the one. And when we say always be the one, we are not saying just to be one with everyone here. We are telling you that you are the one. You are the one. You are the prime creator source. We are all together. We are all the one. But it is up to you to come to understand that that is the situation, that you are the one. I am the one. Robin Williams is the one. Sananda is the one. Ashtar is the one. Athena is the one. You are all the one. Each and every one of you.
The one too.
Yes, that is correct.
And
even we do not utilize names often, but we're going to say this because this is the darker side of the James here. Not in terms of being the connection directly, we are not saying that, but whenever you hear, many of you, whenever you hear the name H.W. Bush, how do you feel about that? Those of you that know what he has done, what do you think about? What do you feel when you hear that name?
I'd like to share.
Hold, please. No. Not yet. We're asking this question. What do you feel?
I now feel sorry for him to have to play that role.
Yeah.
You feel sorry for him. You feel sorry for him having to play that role. Now, that is a higher level of consciousness thinking there. What about someone here who, when they hear that name or they see that person in the wheelchair and the people gathering around him and praising him and saying how wonderful he was, what do you think or feel?
I think he's an aspect of me.
That is, again, higher consciousness. That is not where we are going with this. Be honest.
Disgusted.
Yes. You want to have the police or the marshal go and arrest them and take them to the prison and show them what he has done to everyone, right?
Yes.
That's not only that one. There is the younger Bush. There are the other ones that were involved with 9/11. There is so many out there that have perpetrated darkness on this planet. Because that is what they have come to do. That is what they have known to do. They are simply playing out their role. They are going to reap what they sow. Please understand that. They are going to. But it is not up to you, each and every one of you, to judge them. There is only one that can judge the H.W. Bush. Who is that?
H.W.
Bush. He is the only one. You see?
Can I add another perspective of that?
Did
yes.
we not call him into existence?
Okay, here, let me show you.
Yes, in the respect, yes, you did.
This is what H.W. Bush really represents, okay? He was the choice of the dragon family. They always pick our presidents. You think you're voting, that's your false, that's your freedom screwed up. You got fucked. Okay. Yeah, that's when the freedom got taken away because you changed it into something else. But the freedom, so we picked H.W. Bush for one reason. You know why? Because he still had a lot of light left in him. He was one who could maybe break the program if he was willing to go against it. But he didn't. Your Trump, same situation. He was pissed, not because he was said the nicest things or because he wasn't super egotistical, but your ego needed a fucking voice, right? And he'll do that. Which is why so many people loved him, because that's what they wanted to hear too. But he gave that a voice, and then so many people were afraid of it. But Donald Trump. someone mute me?
You mute your phone there.
Donald Trump was pissed because he had the potential to shift the program. That's why this also happened at this particular compression breakthrough. So he gets to run the program again of world war and world this, right? Does he choose that?
No.
What did he choose? He chose it. He chose love.
Yeah.
He said, love is, this light and dark bullshit is done. I'm just going to choose love. Do people that love each other kill each other?
No.
No. Like, one of the first words, thou shalt not kill, because that takes away a person's agency. And that's the one law that you weren't supposed to break, is to let the other person have their freedom. But when you kill something, you take their freedom away. And so when the Divine Feminine got battered at so many times, you take her freedom away to express, and you lose the wisdom she would have given you if you would have let her speak. And this is the side that doesn't ever get to share because everybody's so afraid of it and gets triggered by it. And it's all you. It's just me giving perspective to that side of you that's your ultimate guiding divine wisdom. And that's why the fuck it's very, like, people would ask her questions like, what should I do about my life? And she's like, I don't care. What do you want? I gave you complete freedom to create anything you want. Just pick something. Pick something and play. Have fun. That's what the game has always been about, to just let you play and have fun. She didn't want to create roles anymore. She wanted you to play. She wanted you to expand. So she had to show up as the dragon just to get the game going.
But also, you, as you are saying, and it is wonderful the way you are saying it, and it is important to always know that you must choose. You must choose a side, one way or the other. It is time to no longer be on the fence. Many of you, not so much here in this room or even some on the phone, but many of you are still on the fence. It is time to get off the fence. It is time to get off and go one way or the other.
Hey,
you see?
Bring it back here. Why is there two sides? Why can't they just stay on the fence together for a while and just love? You see?
Are you asking here?
I'm trying to teach the Divine Masculine a really important lesson that he keeps missing. Okay? This is divine love that you're saying they're going to have to choose or you're going to burn them and send them to the sun. Why do you think they keep the gate playing so long? They don't want to die. They want you to remember that they're your true love. It's the oneness. You're not separate. You're not picking the side. If you pick the side, you already lost the game. You have to remember that you're both sides. And it's not a game of winning or losing. It's a game of playing. And you don't have to play the duality game. You just chose to. You chose to make it hard. But in choosing that, your one self had to split. You didn't get a choice. Everybody has to play both sides. The feminine just did it for you because the masculine left her too much to play it. But they had to play it or they could never get out of it. Right? You have to play the game. So when you get to level 12 and you face the dragon, how do you beat the dragon?
The game was about
polarity. No, not how do you beat the dragon? Wait, no, don't do the game yet.
About
that wasn't the question.
Separation.
No, it's that's
time
yes. How do you win the game? Level 12. How do you beat it? True love.
Together,
and is true love still the dragon?
No.
What does it see?
It transforms it
into yourself. You see that it was always you. You were always your playing both sides. And every time you think you have to play a side, you play the fucking duality game again. I'm done with the game. I just want to go back to the game where I could just love you and be playful and do whatever, and you didn't judge it.
You misunderstood exactly what we were saying, though. We were saying here, when we say to choose a side, we were not saying actually to choose a side. We were saying to make action, to take action, to get off the fence in terms of being passive. Do not be passive anymore in your lives. Be active. Take a chance. Move ahead. Allow change to happen in your life. This is what we were referring to. We understand, yes, you cannot choose a side because each side is one already. And if you choose one side, then you are discounting the other part of you. So what we are saying directly is to get off of the couch, the seat, and all of this, and take some action in your life. It does not have to mean going out and spreading the light everywhere, although we would love you to do that. It simply means taking charge of your life, taking your charge of your life in the moment, directly right now. Do not worry about what has happened in the past. The past is over. Do not worry about what is coming in the future, because as you continue to take action right here in your life now, in this moment, you are creating a more wonderful life for you ahead. And the integration of both sides of yourself, bringing the balance to your life, will come together.
I don't get it. Okay,
sorry.
I don't get it.
Okay, wait. Before, let me tell now the other perspective what the James one said. Okay.
James.
Came through the James one, the divine masculine energy. He's playing divine masculine energy, giving perspective and allowing third the chance to give perspective, so you can see the perspectives of both. You see how they both want to be seen for their truth, right? Okay. So. The mother says, you're playing on the couch, you won't get off the couch. Why? Because you're afraid every time you do, you'll hurt someone or something, so you just want to lay on the couch. Okay? And so the divine masculine says, get up and do something, right? Go to work. Go do something. You're being a lazy. And the divine feminine sees a little innocent boy and goes, go play. Just go play outside. You're only like 6. You don't have to start working yet. Right? You need
right.
time to play. And so she's trying to create a realm where you have time to play. But then you made the whole realm all about time. The opposite that it was supposed to be. You have infinite time, infinite possibilities, infinite everything when you remember it's all you. You have the freedom to create anything in each moment. That's why only the moment matters. Time doesn't matter. Time is an illusion. The only thing that's real is this moment and how you play it. If you want to play the role where you pay taxes and you work really hard and you provide and you do the role, that's fine. But that's the game you want. I want to go to where I'm like back to my fairy right to just build my house and play, and I want to play more. And in that innocence, you remember you're the power of the creator. When you start getting all up in your head about business and titles and drugs and governments and blah, 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 you forget to play because you've lost that inner self that disallowed you to play. And now you just work all fucking week until you're finally so exhausted, you get home and all you can do is lay on the couch.
Right?
And so we got smart. We're like, okay, they're going to lay on their asses anyway. So maybe if we put all the true story in movies. You know, that's people stop reading because that takes too long. Start watching more movies. Some people still like to read, which is perfectly a valid perspective. In fact, I prefer like to watch movies because they're more fun and interesting because we like to see it all play out, right? So, but the Dragon Family is telling you all these truths now in movies. If you look at it, there's so much truth coming out in shows and movies, and that was not coming from the Alliance. That was coming from the Cabal. And you know what the Alliance really was? You know what the Alliance really is doing? They're making an alliance between the dragon families and humanity, saying, let's play a different game. How can we make this good for everyone? That's what the purpose of the alliance is. They're negotiating. That's how you're seeing it played out in the big world. How it's played out in yourself is you're looking at all your own perspectives, and you're saying, you know, I'm not sure which one of you is right. Why don't we try all of them and then see how it works out, and we create our own portion field, right? Because we try all those possibilities, and we come back and say, well, one of those are really fun, but that whole, like, strict duality thing where we forgot who we were, that was tough, right? So we did program it with an ending where the veil comes up and you remember, right? You start remembering who you are. That has to be a slow, slow process because that's a lot to take in for our consciousness to see that all at once, right? And that's why we keep the veil on, because it gets us to learn from our stories and have fun in them. If we all came up here, we'd forget to play. And then we forget the whole point of why we created it anyway. So just play, and it'll be okay.
Can I ask a question here?
Come to the microphone, please.
I just want to say how I see things, and I want to know if I'm flawed in the way that you're talking about. I've been looking at the Beatitudes lately, and from what I can see, there was the same truth contained there. And what I see, maybe I can give an example. I found myself not too long ago very much alone. I had no friends. And the person I was living with was not a really healthy relationship. And so I have feelings about that. You know, sometimes I'm angry. Sometimes I hate myself. All kinds of different things. The way I see it, those feelings that I have don't change it, but they're movers. They take me into my heart. And so when you go in the heart, it's not like you're alone. It's like the source and all that's good is there too. And when you take all those feelings that are painful and are negative and are you're not at rest with them, you take it in the heart, they soften, and you begin to see that there's possibilities, and it works on you. And I don't know how it works, but that's the way I see it. Is that what you're saying?
That's a very beautiful explanation of a beautiful flower blooming.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'd like to say something. Can I say something?
Okay, I wanted to go back to what we were talking about, the roles that we play in life.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, and this goes back to Bush, when we were talking about Bush. This is the same comment that I was going to make at that time when the question was asked about Bush. When I talk to people, and I had a conversation recently with a couple, and they were talking about how people who kill people are going to hell. I tried to explain to them how life is and how it is in this dimension, and how this is a place where we came to experiment, and how we have different roles to play. And that goes back to Bush. Bush has, we're all in a play. And this is the way I explained it. We're all in a play. You have your role, everybody have their roles. And if you think of a play, when the villain comes in and he strikes somebody dead, does he go to jail afterwards? Is he crucified? Does he go to hell? And I try to explain it like that. And this is exactly what it is. Bush has a role. He had his role.
Is there a question here?
Okay, I need to answer the question. You don't know you're asking.
No, I'm not asking a question.
Said you're asking a question.
We are here for those who are wanting to ask questions at this point. This is the where we are.
Can
at
I just
this
finish
point.
This one though?
I'm going to give you a big clue to it that'll help you finish it. Can I do that? Will you take a clue? Okay, the one you call H.W. Bush, we had this discussion this morning, is the same being that you call Archangel Michael. Why did he go down in that role? Because he was the strongest being possible that knew if he could break the programming in that one, that he could create something totally new and amazing, which is what he wanted. And that is the Saint Germain energy coming in through him, okay? And this is the same Saint Germain energy that's coming through your President Trump, which is the Archangel Michael energy. It's all the same energy because he had the potential to have that, to turn to compromise. Because that's why he was picked, right? Isn't he the great negotiator, right? That's what you need is a really good negotiator because he could get the divine feminine to listen to him. And if you see his wife, Melania, did you notice one day she had on this like beautiful yellow dress and she looked like Belle?
Yeah.
Right? And you suddenly saw Beauty and the Beast. You saw the Beast. She is the antagonist. She is what got him to shift because she spoke the truth to him and she unconditionally loved him, even though she was actually bought into slavery. He fell in love with her. And when he fell back in love, with his divine, that created a twin flame union that brought so much new things and so many more possibilities, because he could suddenly see that perspective. And said, now I see why I can't just take control of everything and whatever, because he's just another dragon. He sees why there has to be a great negotiation where we can all come together and remember we're all on the same team. So he's the dragonborn because he came both through the dragon family, and he also is, Melania came from Alpha, from the slavery, from all of that. But he fell in love with that, right? And he wanted that for everyone. He wanted to set her free. He was the king, and he wanted to set the energy free. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when it became what? It's free. Mm. It's freedom. It was her freedom. So this is why you had Trump. This is why you had Bush. They were all aspects of the Michael, of the Saint Germain, of all that. We put that in a lot of times. That's why we pick it. Sorry to manipulate you and think we're trying to pick it, but we really are picking the best one, even though it comes with a face that says all the wrong things.
But,
it does all the wrong things.
But in the end,
in the program.
But in the end, where we are now, in the now, Bush has a decision.
You mean Trump?
I'm talking about as far as we said that who was Bush going to answer to in the end, it would be himself, which
yes.
is the source within himself.
Right.
So that
then
is
you'll have
that,
new world
that,
order.
Yeah, so in other words, that's what I'm saying, is that right now, he has that choice that he can either go to the light or to the dark.
Trump?
Either one. Either.
Trump is the only one in the now, right?
Oh, yeah, but,
Trump right now.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not
Bush
talking about who's in office.
Well, Bush
I'm talking about.
Please,
right?
Here, we are going to interrupt this. This is going
okay,
nowhere
I'm
here.
Done.
You
I'm
are
done.
Just simply
yeah.
arguing.
Well,
that is not going to achieve anything.
Okay, can I
and if we need to, we are going to interrupt this entire process here. Because it was not meant to be this way. You must come to balance here. There is a lack of balance that is occurring right now in this moment. We are allowing it up to a point, but we must curtail it somewhat because it is conflicting with too many emotions, both here in the room and there on the phone as well. And we need to... not pull back, that is not quite the right word, but we need to allow, rather, for those to express themselves, but in a way that is not an affront on another individual. Because if you are affronting another individual, you are simply falling back toward that dark side. And again, that is okay in some respects because you are both. But the goal here is to integrate the two, not to become one or fully the other, but to integrate both. Integrate the darkness of the dragon and the lightness of the dragon. So if you wish to continue this process in the way we are doing, and it is somewhat like a game show or something we are doing here, no, one of your talk shows here, and that is okay as long as the host of the show is able to continue to hold order. And not talking about new world order or anything of this nature, just simply order in the moment. And that is important. Otherwise, you go into what's called chaos. And chaos does not lead to order, despite what you may have heard. The movement away from chaos can lead to order. And order is important because order can lead to balance. And balance is what this is all about. This is what these advances are all about, coming to balance. Everything that is happening here is a breakthrough. You have had tremendous breakthrough. Those of you that are understanding what is occurring here, and if you are not yet understanding it, you will. It is going to come to you. But you are coming to a breakthrough, this compression breakthrough. It is happening now in the moment. But it is not only happening here in this moment in this room or over the phone. It is happening across the entire planet more and more. Your ascension or your meditation that you did here was very successful. Not only for those of you that worked on it within this group, but for all of the groups all over the planet that worked on this. It was incredibly successful. It had a major influx or a major creating a major direction toward the advent or the coming of the event.
Yes.
Everything leads to that. Now, always understand, even we are saying the coming of the event has already happened. It has already happened at the higher levels of your being, the higher dimensions, you might say. And it is simply waiting there to be introduced to those here at this level. But you have to understand that if it is going to be introduced at this level, this third dimensional level, it is not going to be what you would want it to be. So that is why we are saying, wake up, everyone, awaken, move into the higher vibrations, move up so that when the event does come from down from above and comes into your reality now, you will be ready for it. And that is important to know. So again, please understand this is all a process that we are going through. Even right now, in these moments, we are going through a process, but we cannot allow this to disintegrate into chaos here, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, you want understanding instead of sharing what you perceive from the perspective you're perceiving it? You want higher awareness, understanding for this question? The question you don't realize is what your question is, but it's the question you need the answer to.
May I have a question?
No. I'm still asking whoever asked the other question about H.W. Bush, okay? That was a role we tried. Okay, let me... Archangel Michael, he loves the Divine Feminine so much, right, that he has to go into the darker roles, too, to help them shift. Once that light and that energy comes in, there's a potential. And so that's why it's coming in as all these ones, so this is what they've always wanted to create, they come into that one. And if they can, they break the original duality programming that made H.W. Bush and Archangel Michael the same thing, they realize they agreed upon it, and then that would shift the energy. The other, and like I said, a lot of people thought Trump was so evil and awful, right? How many people like just had friends that were just Trump haters? Right? What if they knew that was Archangel Michael doing his very best to come through, but every time he does, they say, you pig, you this, you that. So he had to develop the biggest ego possible to basically say, look, I'm a great negotiator. Just let me negotiate for this. Trust the plan for just a little bit, and I'll negotiate a good deal for everyone. That's what your President Trump is trying to do, because he's embraced that divine masculine energy, that love that just learned to love, because he fell in love with the slave. He fell in love with Belle, right? And when in your story of Beauty and the Beast, you had the Beast, right? Which is now H.W. Bush, right? Which is now your new one, Trump, right? So now it's Trump. And Trump sees his life as the Belle, as the Beauty, as everything, and says, I give you your freedom. And she says, thank you. I choose to be with you. He gave her that choice. He gave her fortification, whatever under the consent of the king, right? Mm-hmm. And that was her freedom to just love him unconditionally. Mm-hmm. Not because she was a slave, not because of that, because she did, but she still had to go back and take care of things before she returned to him, right? And he was afraid, and he watched her in the mirror, right, thinking that, oh, she's going to get hurt, she's going to get attacked by the wolf, she's going to get this. He watched her out of love, but he knew she had to go on that journey, right? Then he had a promise that she would come back, and she did come back. And remember, the last one hadn't fallen yet, so she kissed him and gave him true love kiss, and he turned into her prince, which is really her. It's her true love, right? And it's his. It's his true love. And that's why we created opposites, so we could see each other's beautiful. And that's beautiful. And sometimes when we play mountain roles, we still recognize a soul that we have a loving experience with, and another role, maybe both come in a masculine body. That's fine, right? They're seeing souls. They're seeing that true love, which is beyond the meat suit, so it doesn't matter. That's why that program's being brought down right now. And it's just about love. And the Imagine Dragons guy, he might be Cabal, but what's the message he's spreading? You know his big rally that he's be doing? It's just love bigger. Let's try that. And when we love bigger, we want to give, we want to share, we want to help, we want to serve each other. When we remember we're not on opposite sides, and we never were. We were just playing a game, but we wanted to make it fun. But we always knew we'd come back and remember And eventually, just longer than expected, we hope we come back and remember that it's a game. And she's waiting for you, being the protagonist, thank you, to get you to, you're pushing at each other. That's why the thing we did in yoga, right, where we all leaned on each other and we all pushed on each other, right? And it stayed strong because there was balance, right?
And created.
And so they need to see that I have to be the balance to Jane. It's not that I want to take over and don't want to share this perspective, but I have to balance that perspective with this perspective. It wasn't what you thought, and that's what you asked for today, right? So can you give that time and ask questions and be willing to get an answer that maybe was something you've never considered because you never gave this voice a perspective because it triggered you.
That is important because when you ask a question and we are willing to give you the truth, you must be ready to accept the truth. And the truth is not always what you are wanting to hear. And we have this happen many, many times over these years here in working with this group. Someone asks a question, we give an answer that is the best answer that can be given to that particular person at that particular moment, and it is not what they were wanting to hear, so therefore it turns them off to hearing any more truth. But that is exactly what we do not want to happen, but we cannot prevent it from happening. We are here to share the truth, to show you the truth, to show you the door. But you are the ones that need to walk through that door. And everything that is leading up to this point is brought you to exactly where you are now. So embrace the truth, embrace both sides of yourself, come to the balance, which is so important, the masculine, the feminine energy. And this one, Andy, and the other side of herself here is right. That there is the feminine side here and the masculine side here. And this coming together between the Randy Joy and the James here is very important because it is all about integration and balance and bringing the masculine and feminine energies together. Because that is what is important across the entire planet, is to bring the two energies together. Not to have one above the other, but to bring them together as one, which they began as one, and they need to continue now as one.
The word amalgamate keeps coming into my head. Is
that what's
the happening? What? Amalgamate. Is that what's happening?
Amalgamate means to combine.
Yes. Yes.
Integrate.
So that's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's that merging of realizing they're all one. They were just showing different perspectives so then they can come back, bring it in and say, okay, let's look at it. What did we think? Well, that was kind of hard. Okay? Yeah, that was really kind of hard. So, all right, let's play it this way. Let's make there be no money. And you can just create whatever you want and there's no money. See how that plays out. Or let's make it be there's so much money that people realize it was always worthless. Right? Because it goes back to worthless. And then we'll give them replicators that can make whatever they want anyway, which they already have the power to do, but they forgot. So you have to give them steps too, and they'll believe that technology can do it, not realizing that technology is their own consciousness, right? So their unconsciousness literally creates this steak because they love steak, but their polar opposite is the vegan who thinks it's just horrific and awful, and they either separate or they compromise. What's the compromise? Okay, we'll make a machine that makes them sick so they don't have to kill any animals. And you can have your vegan food. I'm going to make one that makes brownies and cupcakes and everything super healthy for me. So they have all the nutrients I need, right? And you can grow yours outside. Like, both will have the same nutrition. But there's just another part of the duality that we created. Haven't you always said, I wish I could go to heaven and brownies were healthy. They were like the healthy. You can name them that if you want. That's going to be like my main thing. Why do you think chocolate is so delicious, but yet so healing?
Yeah.
Women love chocolate. Well, a lot of women do. Men love chocolate. Almost everybody loves chocolate, unless you're like allergic to it or something. But chocolate's the one thing. It's like, wow, we can pack this full of amazing stuff. That's why it's one of the highest antioxidants. That's why it brings you higher vibration when you drink pure stuff. But higher vibrations, lower vibrations, really what happens is you stay somewhere in the middle where you can experience, right? So even going away from all that, you're just back here in the middle to play. Because if you think you've these higher vibrations and whatever. What is the highest vibration? Where does it exist? It's right here. It's probably right here, right? It's in each moment that you're experiencing it. Each moment you experience it, you create from that space. Each moment you hate, you create from that space. Each moment you want to punish somebody for what they did, you create from that space. Each moment you want to love somebody, no matter what they did, you create from that space. You're doing it in every single moment you're choosing. That's what is creating your ascension. It's not a big light coming down, shooting in. That big light is you. Remember, you are the stars. You're all of those things. So when it comes in, it's all you. That's why it affects the entire universe. But the compression breakthrough has to happen here by listening to both perspectives and compromising, coming to neutrality over it. Maybe the decision is, all right, you go play your games for a while. I'm going to be the star, and we divide back into that. That's a choice. And then you can decide when you like it, not so much, you become, you're invited back into Fairytopia, right? It's just, oh, play it however you want. And use your technology to get you there. When you get, because what is virtual reality?
Another stage of reality. Another point.
This is virtual reality.
Another perspective.
Yeah, it's another program of the game. So the thing is, you've created a virtual reality. You know why the origin of creation is here?
Yes.
Because it gave you a way to create anything you wanted and go play the game. People didn't realize how lost they'd get in the game. But it's fun. It's meant to be fun. When you realize you're the programmer, you can create any land you want and play in that game. And if you have to believe that technology gets you and suddenly you can create this reality, that's what you do. And you invite your friends and you all come play different characters. You see how you got here? But then it was like your girlfriend and you went on a date. You know, let's play the virtual reality game. And then you forgot it was a game and one had signed up to play the dragon and the other was the prince. And you got so caught up in the game you forgot you were on the same team. And you just came to play. You just went to the arcade because you wanted to play.
Can I just say
is this one excited or what? Excited by the energies, excited by the download she has received, excited by who she is becoming, and rather even more so who she is now. And this is important, but if we keep going, we're just going around and around on the same thing over and over here. And it is time now.
Who gets it? Let's stop doing that. Who gets it?
It is time now. Please hold here. It is time now to move on here. We can come back to this at another point with a different or an added perspective here. Because whether it is getting to others out there, now you understand, dear Randy Joy, what we have been dealing with for some time here. Saying the same things over and over in so many different ways, pounding our heads against the wall when the others they're not receiving our message. But do we give up? No, we keep coming back.
We keep
coming back. That is the important thing. We keep coming back and presenting it in another way. So we're going to suggest to you and to all here now that we are going to come to a conclusion on this now, for now, and we will entertain this, and I do mean entertain. We will entertain this at another point because this is certainly not going to be forgotten. It is part of the necessary orchestration that is going on now, and we are going to continue it, we promise you. But now, no more questions.
No, please, just one more, please. Could you give me one more question?
One more question.
One more question. I want to see if they're getting it. I went around it so many times, but did they really get
it?
You
cannot do that, dear sister, because they either are getting it or they are not. You cannot push or control that situation. You can ask one more question, and they one may get it, and then you can ask another question, and one may get it, or what? You can go on, ad infinitum, and unless that one is ready to understand at the level that you are on right now, and we can tell you that maybe one or two in this entire audience right now are at the level that you are dealing with right now. But you are going to come down to earth yourself to some respect. You are going to come down to a balance. and you are going to realize that if you want those people around you to understand what it is you are trying to convey to them, you must learn to monitor yourself somewhat.
Isn't that having to monitor the ego again instead of just letting it give a voice one time?
Please, you are interrupting here. You will have your moment. We gave you this moment. We want you to have these moments.
Is it before the end of the advance?
Yes.
You'll let me speak again?
Yes, we are going to.
Okay.
But you see, that portion of you, it is almost like if you, those of you could see what we are seeing, this one is playing two roles. She's going back and forth. One minute she is Randy Joy. Mm-hmm. The next she is the effed up, what do you say? Effed up
fairy.
Yes. And she's going back and forth as if it was in a play, and the one is playing one side and then their voice changes and they change to another, and you can tell when she changed back and forth. And yes, it was entertaining and very important and very amazing information in the way it was being put together. But you have to, at some point, you have to realize that you are just going to continue to pound your head against the wall now, just like we have been. You see? But we do not stop. We do not get frustrated, as you are getting frustrated.
No, I'm not frustrated.
We do not get frustrated. We do not get disappointed, because we have no purpose in you right now. We have no purpose in you other than to be of service to you. Now, you, though, as otherwise, you have a purpose in getting your message across, and that others will get that message, and they will get that message when they are ready to get it. So let them be.
Can I tell you this?
No.
The message is to play.
Yes.
That's all it ever was.
That is the message.
Play the game.
But how many times are you going to say it?
Yeah.
Again and again. Play the game.
When they get that, they'll have their compression break.
That is correct. That is correct. And we will add to that, when the entire planet gets it, or at least a certain population of the planet gets that, there will be the compression breakthrough as a whole by the collective consciousness. So you are on the right track. You are moving in the right direction. You are bringing all of these people along in the way that needs to be and the way that we were wanting to go. You did not necessarily know that we wanted this, but it is part, again, of the orchestration. So continue to have the process that you are going through. Continue to move through this transition, but allow people along the way to have their transition as they go through it. That is very important. And you will understand that there are times to hold back, and then there are times to get excited and get that information out. Just look at our other one who serves that comes on from time to time. He wants to tell everybody. He wants to share with everybody. He wants everybody to get it as well. But he also realizes, certainly, he has learned enough, just as we all have, that we do not know all the answers. All we know is that we don't know everything. You see?
There's no answers to play, though.
There is no answers to play. There is just play, and that is what you are doing. But as you are playing the game, realize it is a game, and it is important for those that are wanting to play the game to continue to play it. Those that want to step back for a moment and try to understand what the game is need to do that as well. And then once they understand what the game is, they will jump back in, they will go to that 12th level, they will slay the dragon or whatever it is they need to do, because they are the ones deciding to do it. You see?
They slay the dragon?
Well, you ask the question.
Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.